gentlemen, gentleman. Adequate notice of this meeting, January 27th, 2020, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 6, 2020, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office, on the bulletin board in the Roosevelt Post Office, and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Here.
Mr. Dermody is absent. Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Here.
Mr. Trammell?
Here.
Mr. Vroman?
Here.
Mayor Malkin?
Here. We come to public comment, agenda items only. Mike, anything to say? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. We open the public comment at 7:03, and we close at 7:03. Approval of minutes, the reorganization meeting minutes of January 6, 2020. Do I have a motion?
Yes.
Do we have a second?
Second.
I have one minor correction, and it's actually in the mayor's address. And on page 2 of 11, I think it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 paragraphs down where it talks about Hilltop Swim Club.
Uh-huh.
It says eyesore.
S-O-A-R.
It should be S-O-R-E. the eyes are not flying. They're sore. Yeah.
It's on top of a hill.
That's right. It is a hilltop. You're right. So, Eddie, yeah, but otherwise it's good.
Thank you.
Good eyes, Mike.
Yeah.
Good eyes.
Good eyes.
S-O-R-E.
Oh, S-O-R-E, okay. All right.
You're pedantic.
Spell check might have done that, I think, probably.
You don't like that word?
What is it?
I don't know.
Okay.
So with that correction, your first and second motion, we're going to include that amendment, that change on the minutes?
Yes.
Okay. So Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Okay.
Correspondence, we have none. Resolutions, Resolution 20-30, payment of bills.
Motion.
Second.
Discussion?
There was a bond anticipation note, which for people who may not know, that's a short-term financial instrument. It's issued for temporary financing. And this was just a band that was, I think we first issued it in December of 2018, again in December of 2019, which is, you know, just last year. And now we reissued it again. Usually they're one-year instruments, and the interest rate fell from 2.5% to 1.45%. So we gained a point on that of interest, and, you know, had to pay less money for it.
Good.
So if there are any questions about that, it's just how we usually finance a lot of water sewer improvements, and it's a municipal kind of thing. I don't think you see bands anywhere else other than a municipal government. You know?
Right.
Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Resolution 20-31, hard to believe that it's February and we're discussing mosquitoes, but authorizing the County of Monmouth Mosquito Control Division to conduct aerial mosquito control operations with the Roosevelt Borough. Have a motion?
I'll swat at that one.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Vroman?
Yes.
Okay. Resolution 20-32, resolution appointing Right to Know coordinator, and that's Greg Poziel.
What coordinator?
Right to Know.
To Know.
Who wants to know?
Jip.
Yes, there's a report that he has to complete. And it was not put on the consent appointments that we do at reorg.
Okay.
So I'm adding it now, and I'll make sure that it's on the following year.
Roll call.
I need a first.
You got it.
Oh, I thought we had it.
Mr. Escobar, second.
Second.
All right. Roll call, Mr. Bowen.
Yes.
Mr. Escobar.
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton.
Yes.
Mr. Trammell.
Yes.
And Mr. Grohman.
Yes.
Resolution 20-33, resolution commemorating the centennial of the ratification of the 19th Amendment. And that amendment was from 1920 and gave women the right to vote. So this is celebrating the 100th anniversary of that.
I'll move that.
Second. Roll call.
I had two on that. Who beat who out? Oh, Mr. Grohman or Mr. Escobar?
I had the first.
On the second.
Oh, I don't
anybody, know. I don't care.
I'll give it to you, Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Escobar?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Grohman?
Yes.
Offer Resolution 20-34, resolution authorizing Roberts Engineering Group, LLC, to prepare the annual certification and stormwater permit for the Borough of Roosevelt.
I'll second that.
Mr. Bowen?
Yes.
Mr. Escobar?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Grohman?
Yes.
So now it's that report, that certification of determination and award. Mike, that is the ban anticipation note that we have to present.
Yeah, so we already, or at least I already discussed it. If there's any questions, I'm glad to answer that.
So do you want to do like a motion to file and then all in favor?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to file.
On a question, we're saving money on that, it sounds like.
We are. Yeah, a little more than 1% less interest.
So a second?
Second.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so we'll file that.
Okay, announcement of mayor's appointments not requiring council approval. Mayor's appointments to the Borough of Roosevelt Planning Board. So the following people are going to serve on the Planning Board. I'll just give the names. Tim Hartley, Margaret Katz, Jay Bondonis, those three. And that's it.
Can you spell the last?
Yeah. It's Bondonis. You know him, Mike.
Do you live on farm?
Yeah. That's Curtis's father.
Okay. Yeah, Jason.
Right.
Okay.
The big tall guy.
Do they say this in other towns?
Like, I have a question.
Big town? You know who that is. Curtis's father.
Mayor, I have a question.
Or are we talking about the house?
Yeah, I just
kind of you know whose house
picture goes
is.
On.
Hello? I have a question.
Sure.
How many people are on the planning board? The whole
well,
the
there's,
whole town?
You know, there. I think
pretty
altogether
much.
There's 9 slots.
8 plus 1.
So that, yeah. So there's.
When do we?
And then there's class 4, class 3.
That is,
so
I understand.
How many houses do you have?
When did we
four.
Add so
four.
Many more?
Four.
I was
four.
On the
yeah.
board. It was 6 or 7.
Really? I've been on for about. Well, Mike can answer this, but I know I've been on for about 5 or 6 years now, and it was 9. Then.
Well,
you want to
yeah.
weigh in, Mike?
4 position.
I came in. It was 9.
It's been a nightmare on the planning board ever since they did away with the zoning board.
That's what I thought.
Because okay. the next site power of the zoning board, you have to have a 9-member board.
That's right.
But this 9-member is plus, we actually have it authorized as the mayor's alternate, so it's a 10th person. And then you have to, we have up to 4 alternate members authorized also, so you could have up to 14 people on the planning board.
So it's a land use board as opposed to.
I'm sorry?
You don't have a zoning board.
No.
No,
so it's a land
we
use
had
board.
A zoning board.
Okay.
Yeah.
Board
we had a zoning board.
But we didn't.
Yeah.
When I was chairman, then they wanted to get rid of me, so they I refused to leave.
So it's 88.
Got rid of the board.
Got rid of the board.
In the 80s?
Yeah.
It was a good move.
I was chairman of the zoning board.
Okay. You have anything from environmental, Mike?
That was a good move. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Old business. Does anyone have anything for old business? Right, I do. So I don't know how many of you are aware, but a huge, majestic, probably the most beautiful tree in Roosevelt, in my opinion, was cut down this week.
On Pine?
For no reason at all. Not near the house, not near on Pine.
Where was it?
On Pine.
Who cut it down?
The people who live in Klein's house.
Jeff Klein? Oh, the old house? Wow.
That's
terrible.
I know. So I have to say, honestly, I think other than huge issues in town, I got the most feedback from residents that I've gotten about anything in a long time, and everyone's extremely upset, more than upset. People called it heartbreaking. So
we have to do something about it.
Yeah, so we need to do the so I have asked a few people to study the tree ordinances. People, professionals, Gail Hunton and Kate John Alder, to study some tree, and they're going to,
do a number on it.
Yeah, not submit. What am I looking for? They're going to come. They're going to design a tree ordinance design one that they think one will be, you know, fit for Roosevelt, and then draft it, and
just so you know, the tree protection ordinance. As we drafted it, has been with, I believe it's Luke, for his review.
Right, but I think
that was like a 15-page ordinance, the Fairhaven ordinance.
Yeah, he was looking at Rumson and
Rumson.
Right.
No, it was
we drafted one.
It's town in there. What the hell is that?
Okay, because it hadn't been perfectly presented here or anything. All right, well, you know what? I'll just have Luke contact Gail and Kate because I think it's imminent. We have to do something. It's reached a crisis point. I think people are just coming in and either clear cutting or just cutting down beautiful trees for no reason at all. They're not posing any kind of threat or hazard to the house or car. And people are really, personally, I don't understand it. And many of the people cutting down the trees then move a year or two later. So
yeah, you might as well fill up everybody.
We still got water. Anyway, we will have an ordinance
Thank you very much.
To study soon. Okay, new business. Use of Borough Hall. Ready? Ron and Kelly Scibetti would like the Borough Hall on December 24th, 2020.
Across the street?
Yeah. They don't even live here yet, and they're asking for a year away. I know, it's really funny. But anyway, on Christmas Eve from 8 a.m. to noon. So just do an all in favor?
First, second, and all in favor.
Okay, so do I have a motion for them to use?
I'll move that. Yeah.
I'll second it.
Because a year of our lives.
All in favor.
Aye.
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 I'm honoring it now.
Okay, so permission granted. So now we need to discuss the Environmental Commission, their recommendation that bamboo be removed from public lands. Mike, do you want to come up and speak about that?
That's hard to do.
What do you say?
That's hard to do.
Well,
to remove it.
Yeah.
It grows back.
It grows back. Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah. Now, the background of this thing, Tom Hannigan, who lives on 25 Homestead, he called me a few times. He's quite concerned about this. Because the property next to him, which is Mrs. Bondi's property, there's bamboo there that has taken over. It's gone, gone 30 feet high, and analogized to our own bamboo curtain. Remember that?
But it's not on his property at all.
No, it's
right?
not on it's his property. It isn't on his property. It's approaching his property, and he's afraid that it's going to get onto his property pretty soon. So there are basically two aspects of this thing that I think, we've discussed at the Environmental Commission, and that's what you got was the resolution that we passed. The one thing that the borough can do, and probably should do, is that it's already encroaching into the publicly owned land. So, the public works people could go through there with the proper equipment, basically plow it down. it basically, bamboo is a grass, and it's basically a matter of cutting it down and mowing it. And the thing with bamboo is if you can control it by, you know, by frequent mowing, particularly in the spring, if it's mowed. So the other thing, though, would be prohibiting the growing of, having it growing on your property unless you take appropriate measures to keep it from spreading. Which means that basically one thing is that you can put things like 3 feet down on the ground, which is probably something that people aren't going to do. But if you even, but just mowing it regularly, like for example, near the, you have some a big stand of bamboo that grows growing between over near the school, if you're familiar with that. But that gets mowed regularly, so it's not spreading all out over everything. It's mowed regularly.
But the mowing it for the first time is cutting.
Yeah, it has to be cut down. Yeah, it has to be cut. That's right.
That's a hard.
It has to be cut. That's right.
Can't we just import some pandas?
What's that?
A couple of pandas. That's not.
Can't we just import some?
We already have albino deer.
Yeah.
Albino deer.
And goats.
Goats.
So we might as well.
Deer don't eat it, unfortunately.
Pandas survive.
Why don't we just have a
fence around and put a few pandas in there and hope for the
best? Exactly.
You get pandas in there.
It's a much more natural.
You get some pandas in there, that might help, but we don't have
any.
So that's basically the twofold recommendation. The first part being that we proceed to do what we can do on the public land and get rid of it, and then to put the requirement in that, you know, to penalize anybody who lets it grow, you know, without uncontrolled on their land and doesn't keep it from encroaching onto neighboring land.
For that first cutting, I mean, again, it's like slicing through steel almost.
Well, or wood. Yeah.
It's all down to the ground. And
it's hollow, but
like
it's a woody.
Right.
It's a woody.
But that would require somebody who can deal with that.
You'd have to have some equipment that could.
Yeah, a chainsaw.
You got a chainsaw. Somebody, you know, somebody can come through, go through the chainsaw and do it. So that's just the recommendation that we do both of those things. And the resolution that we give you basically has the text of what an ordinance would say. So,
do we know how many problem spots there are, or
one where it's that I know of. It's a problem. The only places, you know, I know Art Stinson has been, but he controls it. You know, so it doesn't grow onto the neighboring property. He's cut it down where it's closer to the road, and he cut it down where, you know, he's cut it to keep it from going onto the neighbor's property. So he maintains it. So that's what you have to do is maintain it.
That's the other place.
And people may well, and by the school and
there's school, Homestead Lane,
actually in back of my house, but it's on public property and it's fine with me there.
There's different types of bamboo too, because there's types of bamboo that don't spread wildly. It's the different species of it. If you have the species that don't spread, then it's not a problem. Yeah. The problem is the spreading species.
Yeah.
So
the tall stuff is the spreading one.
What's that?
The tall ones.
Well, some of them may be tall, but they, I don't know if they, how tall the ones get that don't spread, but the tall, yeah, those very tall ones. But that we looked at, it really is quite a few. What happened there, apparently, according to Hannigan, was that the house, two houses down, the people who used to live there planted it, and they were growing it and cutting it and selling it. So, which, you know, as long as they were doing that, you don't think that was true?
I know who lived there. No, that's not true.
Okay, well, that was his theory. His story was that somebody was selling it, but then new people came in, and they didn't do it, and they didn't maintain it, and then spread. Whatever. Whatever. I mean, you live near it, so you
that's not what happened.
Okay, it doesn't really matter. But
so is that particular bamboo on public property?
Some of it is on public property. Some of it is on public property, and some of it is between those, the other two houses, between 27 is the house next to him, between 27 and 29. There's a lot between 27 and 29.
Right, so we have an ordinance here from Belmar. You brought it, Andrew?
Yes, and what I'll do is I'll email it.
Is that the tree with you?
No. Just
the bamboo
ordinance. So everyone can study it and read it, and then next meeting we can decide it.
Okay, good.
Vote on it.
It's almost like that wants to be on a case-by-case basis, because there's some houses that like their bamboo.
As long as they keep it on their own lot.
It's a huge problem. It's a huge problem. And in order to remove it, we dealt with it in Allentown as well. And the way it's very costly. I actually have a neighbor of mine that has bamboo, and it's starting to encroach. And people are starting to freak out because they're getting quotes, and you know, until
that. That's what I said.
Thousands
of
dollars.
It's going to be a job.
It's
not considered a tree, is it?
It's a grass.
It's a grass, actually.
It's a weed.
That's
a weed.
When did people start planting it?
A weed or a grass?
When I moved here, there was no bamboo.
Grass is a weed.
It must have gotten popular at some point, and everyone started planting it.
I mean, people might think it's a nice hedge. That may be why they do it.
It is pretty.
If people want natural hedges, it's
a barrier.
It also sounds great in, like, the wind. Too.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Like a very nice sound.
Yeah.
But yeah, you have to continuously mow it. You don't let your grass grow for
3 weeks
and then you go out and mow because by 3 weeks it's already this high and it's already started to harden by the ground.
So we'll email this to everyone and then discuss it at the next meeting.
Good. That's it. Okay.
Should that go to community development to Luke too with his committee?
Well, but Luke go to the environmental commission
meeting?
Because
on the environment, Luke would be the best person to handle it.
That's what I think.
Yeah, right. Not only does he live next door to the problem, but
he planted it.
Well, and if his committee is going to be meeting with Kate.
I'm not sure that's a step we need at this. I mean, I think we can just offer this is just for the bamboo at the next meeting. Yeah, Luke should definitely be involved in tree ordinance.
Maybe Kate and Gail would have something to say about
he's
this,
not here.
This
Give
ordinance,
it to
too. That's all. But we don't want to hold it up. Meanwhile, the whole town is going to be covered with bamboo.
Everyone's going to plant it
before. Actually, it might be the
start of floor business.
Mike, do you have anything? Oh, so let me open public comment at 7:24. No public comment, and we will close public comment at 7:24.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
So we don't need a closed session, right? Okay, Mike, hit it.
Motion to adjourn.
Oh, my goodness.
Second?
No. How about committee reports?
Oh my God.
It's
not on here.
It says if requested.
Wait, you know what? Wait.
It says nobody requested.
When the teacher forgets to give you homework, right? You're just off scot-free. So if Kathleen forgot to put it on, so... I don't think
I'm like 7:20.
Wow. And if you hadn't said that, I wouldn't even have realized.
Reports,
folks.
No,
it's okay.
I want to hear all the gossip.
Okay.
That's so funny.
What did you leave out?
Community reports.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that's like when the teacher forgets homework, right? You're just bald.
I think so.
Scott, right? I think we should have done.
My teacher never forgot homework.
Okay. Steve? Public Works?
A few things about the street signs. That sign for Clarksburg and Rochdale is ordered. I just wait for it to show up.
Which sign?
It's at the corner of Clarksburg and Rochdale. Sign.
Oh, the street sign, okay.
You mean just?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Because
okay.
It was missing, I guess.
And then there's a stop sign at the end of Farm that got knocked over. So that's, we need a new pole. I guess it involves concrete. I know.
The poles, you can pound them in.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah. And there might be extra poles in the garage.
Greg's
been sick.
Yeah, Greg.
That pole could be put back in. It's not damaged.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. It's lying there.
Yeah, they got these founders.
It looked like it was hit by a car.
Did he knock it over?
Yeah.
Okay. That's why he knows about this.
He knows an awful lot about this.
He knows way too much about this.
I thought you weren't going to tell anyone.
Well,
that damage. We're guessing.
I think the cat's out of the bag. You knew everything about it. So obviously it was
you. You know how I drive then, right? You know, if you don't like it, stay off the sidewalk.
Okay.
The starter, at Borough Hall for the generator been replaced, so that's fixed. Speed radar sign has been converted to solar.
Which one?
The one by Lake Drive.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I saw Greg out there today doing that. That was amazing that he could do that kind of work, too.
I think it's broken because when I drive by it, says too fast.
Too what?
Too fast.
Too fast?
Yeah. So the other one doesn't say that. It blinks.
Yeah, those speed signs, they don't work half the time when I come by.
That's because they're battery operated. That's the aggravation involved with that. Constantly charging batteries and switching them every 10 days.
Well, we were discussing the fact that when the parking lot's repaved, hopefully Mike and I were saying that they can run some electricity, and then we can actually have electronic.
That's what you mean.
So even if it rains for a week, they'll still have a little work.
Really. Because it looks silly. People that go by there on a regular basis notice that
it's working. It's not working.
Yeah. The battery, well, in this weather, the batteries really run out quickly.
Cold weather, batteries are bad.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the only other thing is I took a tour with Joe and Mike over at the water treatment plant. Mm-hmm. And I met with John Holden. And he has a list of maintenance type issues that need to be addressed over there. So I spoke with Anna today and Greg somewhat. Apparently there already was somewhat of a list. And there's quite a bit of things that need to be done, painting and electrical stuff. So anyway, that's on their agenda. That's all.
Thank you. Lou?
Yeah.
Administration?
Yeah, we're still administrating, of course. And thanks to every month, to the great work the ladies are doing, the women are doing. And we thank them, I'm sure. Now, I have one item. We belong to a consortium for insurance. And they're having their annual meeting, a seminar, and if we go there, we get $250 per person.
No.
However.
Yes, right.
However.
Because we all went last year.
The caveat is that we only can get $501 because that's our threshold, because we only insure for $11,000, which is a small potato compared to $30,000 and $40,000 that other districts do. Mm.
Now, last year, all five of us went, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So if we get two people to go, we'll get the $500. If we don't get two people to go, we don't get the $500. Anybody interested?
When is it again?
Well, it's at a bad time. It's at 6:30 p.m.
It was last time, too. In Wall?
In Wall Township.
Last time was in Millstone.
Yeah, yes. It was really convenient.
Very.
What date?
I think it's next Thursday.
The date? Next Thursday.
Oh, I can't go.
Okay.
That's me.
Okay.
The people that haven't been should consider going.
I think everyone went last time except...
I'll be in South Carolina.
That's near Wall.
On the way.
On the way.
Okay.
If you go from that, when you ride into your left ear.
Mm-hmm. Can anyone here go?
I'd be willing to go.
We really only need two people to go.
When is it? Okay.
Next Thursday at 6:30. Yeah. It's a bad day. Thursday is just a
bad day.
I could probably go.
You can?
Luke, yeah.
You skipping Sanger?
Yeah, Luke did.
I'll skip it to save $250.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a bad time.
Well, and this, it's a bad time, And this year.
And it's far. It's not right around the corner.
It's out in the middle of the woods.
If we don't go before.
This year it's about minor children. So
this year?
Last year it was like employment discrimination. This year it's about minor children. Okay, well, let us know who can go. We just need one other person besides Mike. I'll see if I can get out of what I have.
Yeah.
But we could use one more person. It was actually, I thought it was interesting last time.
Oh, something I forgot.
Too late.
You know when you come down Paradise Hill towards that intersection where apparently there's a lot of accidents?
Mm-hmm.
Where we used to have the stop sign is not there anymore?
No, we never had a stop sign.
We had
one for a very short time.
Very short time.
Then we didn't have it.
Well, right there. You know, if you're coming down that hill, there's a 25-mile-an-hour speed sign. And a cross indicating that there's an intersection coming up, but it's all the way back over by Brown Street, right where Brown is. That's where the 25 mile an hour speed limit sign is, and that's where the sign for the indicating an intersection. Mm-hmm. But then as you and it's quite a distance from Brown up to that intersection, and there's no signs at all, all the way until you get into town. So I was wondering if maybe we should have another sign, like a just a cross sign, saying that, because you can't even really tell that there's an intersection there until you're practically on top of it. You know, if there was a sign that has a cross on it, at least you'll see, all right, well, that's where the intersection is.
Maybe would that be on our property? On it borough would be, property?
It would be on the borough street, but it's the intersection of the county, which is
why we have that problem. You probably need to ask the county. You need it before the intersection, though. I don't know. But that's where the stop sign was before the intersection. So we should sit with the traffic engineers. I don't know if it's her job anymore, but we should get whomever. I'll tell you something. We really have to do something about Ely's Corner.
That's we don't have Roosevelt. Anything we can do. First of all, Lou, it's going to change drastically soon anyway because I can't say for certain, but probably there's going to be a 250-unit low-cost housing going in there.
Let me just tell you something. We've had bad accidents. We have people killed there.
I know.
Fortunately, not that many, but we've had them. If you come down Rochdale Avenue to the Ely's Corner, You can't see to the right side from Route 1. You have to go into the intersection.
Right.
Yeah. By that time, it's goodbye,
unless
Charlie.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Unless you're very familiar with how to do this, you have to come in instead of going, if you're going this way, you have to put your car this way so you can see it.
Yeah.
A couple of days ago, I came on Route 1, and I slowed down to see what was coming. And some guy behind me took off like a shot.
It's a miracle that more accidents.
You know, and I thought my car stopped. I was going to get out to see what happened. But it's really a dangerous corner.
Even coming in from Pipes down there, when you're trying to make the right on 571, you have to watch down Route 1 to make sure somebody's not going straight through.
That's right.
It's always been like that. It's just that years ago we never had traffic, so it didn't matter.
The answer really...
But the thing is...
It's a very simple answer. The answer is put a stop sign on Route 1.
It's very hard. That's not Roosevelt, as you know, at all.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's very hard.
And I think the county won't do it because they know what's coming soon, so the entire configuration is going to be changed. Whether they're going to expand 571, expand 1, I don't know. But things are going to change fairly soon, so
okay.
I don't. and we have no class. We've tried to ask the county to lower the speed on Rochdale to 25. They won't. Now, years ago, they lowered it to 35 because originally it was 45.
Really?
And they did lower it to 35, but now they.
You know, there are only two. There are three speed limits in the state of New Jersey. You know that. 40 and 45 and all this baloney is nothing. There's a 25, 35, and 55, and that's it. That's legitimate by state law.
But there's
some. Well, you know what, Lou?
The individual communities do whatever they feel like doing.
There's a hearing on this housing development.
On Millstone.
For Millstone. So, you know, you could go and ask about...
Traffic engineering
along
with the
road configuration, like what they expect to do. They must have a plan in mind.
Or they should.
It's a county road. They're not going to do anything with it.
I can't imagine that they wouldn't widen the road.
Which road?
If they're putting in 571.
They won't widen it.
But if they're putting in 250 homes, you have to think that's at least 700 people, right?
Hey, listen.
Three people to
look at Apple Garth Road. They put up a couple of hundred... units up there.
Yeah.
They haven't done anything with the road.
Well, they widened by the intersection.
Well, they widened it because they're putting left
turns. Didn't we get notice of when that hearing
but
is?
That's
yeah, we did.
End of the month or something?
I forget.
It's
coming up, though.
Well, we were thinking about going to the meeting, so...
Yeah. I think we should.
You're welcome to come. Sure there'll be a question and answer.
When is it coming to you?
I think the end of the month.
I think it's up on the bulletin board. The notice.
Millstone
Township has to approve all of this housing. Then they have to
It's their township.
January 29th, 7:30.
That tomorrow?
Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
No, this Wednesday.
February 29th.
Oh, February?
January 29th.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This Wednesday?
Yeah.
This Wednesday.
What time?
7:30.
And where?
215 Millstone Road.
could walk.
The courthouse. The
yeah. regular meeting place, yeah.
So we'll talk. We'll see. Maybe we'll
the question
go
is,
together.
What do you think? What do you think? How is that going to impact Roosevelt in any way?
I think
more traffic.
We're going to see a lot more traffic.
I don't
traffic.
Think so.
You think they'll go the other way?
They're going. They live there. What? They have nothing to go to.
Well, the deli might be.
195. Yeah, they go to 195.
Great Adventures.
Yeah.
Jackson.
They may not go through this way.
People going from Roosevelt are going to encounter that traffic as they go to Hightstown.
Right.
Oh, that's a different story. That's true. That they'll do.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah. I don't think it'll impact us that much.
I do.
Not by traffic coming through here, but by.
For us leaving town, or coming into town, or leaving town. Look, where they put the Amazon in Allentown. I mean, you used to be able to scoot right onto 195. And now you have two lights that you have to wait quite some time. Trucks are going in and out, employees.
571 going towards the shore. Once you get past Jackson and Cassville, it opens up into four lanes. Yeah. So, you know, it's
well, it's this Wednesday, so we can talk about going together.
I'll tell you one thing. It's a good thing we preserved that land where they were going to put 350 housing units out there off of Nurco Road, because if there were 350 units there and they're putting in another 250 just across the road adjacent to that, it would be a highly saturated area. Yeah. And so,
those living in the
I'm glad we preserved that land. At least we have a buffer there.
All right, well, we can talk
we
about
force
all going
them to buy into our like, sewer plant, water plant.
What?
Can we force them to buy into our like?
How are they going to do that?
That's
why we have to go to the meeting.
Yeah, I don't know what their plan is.
No, right? Do you know where National Irrigation was? We don't live here long enough. Yeah. It's behind, as soon as you get to Ely's Corner and you make the left, not the hard left, but the left towards Hightstown, all that land on the right, those behind those woods is all cleared.
Well, they're starting to clear
many years
now,
ago,
it's
a company. Well, they may be starting to clear it, but the project hasn't
water
been
company
approved
that's over
yet.
There, a small water company.
Yeah, it was called National Irrigation. It was owned by a man in Roosevelt, and I think it was a rite of passage. Almost everyone who grew up here worked there at some point, in the summers, right? And so that's where it's going. It's very close to here.
Duddy Maine.
Yes. Oh, what did you say first?
Duddy.
Oh, I thought you said that. Well, Dave, anyway.
I knew him when he was in the Zionist organization.
Utilities committee. We met with John over at the water plant. We had a nice little thing going on. We learned a lot. Also at the water tower, AT&T was going to do some work, which was approved. They brought this gigantic crane in, and they parked it at the front gate. There's no way they could get it through the gate of the tower. And it's a big boy, and it'll raise all the way up to the catwalk on the water tower. However, there are the high voltage, the 12,000 volt lines going
Those minor 12,000 volt lines.
Just a minor obstacle.
Fireworks. We never got approved for fireworks this summer. So
But that would have been fireworks. So it sat there for like 3 or 4 days, and then they came and took it away. So whoever went there and spotted the job did a really lousy job.
Well, you know, we had no problem with Verizon and
this is AT&T.
Is
this AT&T? This is AT&T.
Lately.
Well, AT&T were the ones that broke into the water.
I know.
Into the water tower.
Updating it?
Yeah. And it's approved.
We've got them already.
Yeah. No, it's approved the update, but they just didn't do it right.
Did they finally get it done?
No, this is last week. They came and they took the crane away because it was obvious they weren't going to be able to use it. It was the piece they needed, but it was not the circumstances.
Right.
The fence and the high tension lines made it not a go. That's about it. We want to do a utilities meeting for the wastewater plant a little closer to warm weather because it's going to be outside for the most part. This way we can walk around and see what needs to be.
Yeah, there are some issues that he brought up that I wonder whether Carmela needs to get involved. Like the driveway there, the asphalt, there's some sort of...
I think she should be involved. And I think she was already engaged.
She
gave some recommendations and some specs for that.
Yeah, because that's all chippings.
You're not supposed to have that there.
Yeah, and for a water plant, and John keeps it really clean, too, you know, nice and sterile. But when you're coming out of your car, and he mentioned this, the leaves will wash up there, and it turns into black mud, and you're walking
it's milling.
Water
it's all road milling material.
Road milling and black tar and mud and taking that to the water plant, it's just not...
I was wondering, can't we put in a... You're talking about putting in a road?
Not a road, but...
A blacktop road.
I don't know.
No, we're going to put gravel in, but you don't want to put gravel on top of the asphalt. The asphalt
needs to come
off.
Yeah. So we'll
do that first.
Well, okay. Yeah. Put in a road. It doesn't have to be a turnpike.
It should soak water up. You know, it should.
I always wondered why we didn't have that, because every time you go to the water plant, you have to get mud.
Exactly.
We have some road work being done coming up. A few road projects. Maybe we can ask. See if we can get a quote from one of those. They're here with their major equipment. Why not?
That's exactly right.
There's some economy of scale there.
That's right.
So they
don't have to schlep their equipment over
since you're here.
They can throw it in as a goodie equipment. For them to do that, something like that will take less than 2 hours. They'll have it done.
Yeah.
But what they would have to do is pull the old millings out.
They'll have the equipment to strip the roads, too.
It's got to go down a couple of
Now, the other thing is, John mentioned, remember that the siphoning issue? He called it a residual pressure device.
Yeah.
Should we just have him get an estimate for that, and then we can decide whether or not...
What he was talking about was when we had the problem with the pH going way out of bounds back a couple of years ago.
Right.
That was because the sodium hypochlorite started reverse siphoning itself. So what John is talking about here is a real fail-safe. I mean, it's got the stuff on there
that's okay now.
But this is like a little diaphragm that's further down the line that really just stops it all together from reverse siphoning. And that's not a real expensive item. That's just a little piece that he'll spec it out and he'll bring it to me and Anna and we'll figure that out. You know.
Because it's a good fail-safe to have.
It is.
The other thing, has anybody considered the advantage of having not an alarm system, but a...
Security
system.
Yeah, we should.
At the plant and at both plants, because, you know, and at the water tower
I
also.
I think we've been told, haven't we, that we should...
Yeah, it really was a national security initiative, too, after 9/11.
If you speak to Carmella, you may find out that there's
a grant that
we can get some money for this.
Yeah, there are some grants out there.
We need at least lights.
Well, all those sites should be secure, aside from the fences. We did all that when we first came and took over.
Right.
But we should have security cameras there so we'll know what's going on. Mike was worried at the wastewater plant that there were kids throwing rocks into the big tanks, which plays havoc with the motors when they suck a rock up and they're trying to impeller it through, you know, the little impellers inside the motors.
He had evidence of that?
It was just like, how did these rocks get here? You know, they're up on the catwalk.
Someone's putting them in their toilet.
Well, they're up on the catwalk, so on top of the tank, so they don't grow there. They don't happen there by themselves, so they would have to get... They're too big to stick to somebody's boots. Hmm. So, you know. And it's good noisy stuff when you're throwing rocks. So, security would be a good thing to have at these places at some point.
Mike, finance?
We had a very extensive financial report and bills list, and there were some interesting things on there that I found. I realize I'm becoming kind of a finance geek after all these years. I actually read through these things, and I find some interesting things in there sometimes. There was, it might have escaped people's purview, but there were some payments for some debt payments, principal and interest on a couple loans that we had. There was a 2016 loan in particular, and we paid $13,570 for principal and interest, but because at the time we applied for debt forgiveness as part of that loan program that the state has, where they'll forgive part of the debt We saved over $3,000 on that. So it should have been $13,570, but we were billed for $10,539. So it's great that we keep on aggressively looking for any grant, any loan forgiveness thing, anything that we can get. And so we actually saved $3,031 on that debt payment alone. And we'll continue to have debt payments like that, and we'll continue to save a few thousand dollars on each one. So that's a great state program, and I'm glad that we're part of that. We also had a bill on there for to have an outfit come in and do a total review of all of our communications equipment, our server, basically our whole electronics network to prevent and safeguard against security breaches. And they did a really thorough job, and we're here pretty much all day going through everything to make sure that everything was secure. They came up with a lot of recommendations and ideas as to how to make things more secure. You have to realize that we're like any other organization out there now. We have bank accounts. We have vendor accounts. We hold a fair amount of money in our coffers in various bank accounts, probably at any given time maybe as much as $1 million plus. We're the collection agent for school taxes. So you see the big tax bills that we collect for the school. We hold that money until we have to pay it. And so you really have to make sure that your systems can't be hacked and that they're safe, because people have ways of getting in there.
Yeah, our municipalities and stuff are targets for hackers.
I think anybody.
For that reason.
Anywhere there's money and electronics and they find a weakness, so I think people will go for it. So
it doesn't have to be for
I was just
going
to say
money.
It doesn't have to be for money. There's people that just do
lock
that for
you
enjoyment.
Out of your system. You hold it for
ransom.
And those are called ransomware attacks.
Yeah. But we have
do you know anything about that?
Not at all.
We have vendor accounts and all that, and they can put in spyware and malware and all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, I think it was great that we took the initiative to have that them come in and do a thorough overview. They came up with a lot of suggestions, like making sure that all of these mics are off, switched off, including this one when we go into executive session, because if one isn't, it actually will transmit, since they're cordless mics. It can transmit. Somebody else can be sitting out in a car, theoretically, if they have the right equipment and listening in on a closed session. Mm-hmm. So,
right. So the only time these mics should be switched on is when we're recording. And when we start the meeting, we record. When we stop the meeting, we stop recording. All of the mics should be turned off at that point.
Right. So they come up with good recommendations and provided a sense of awareness for us to, so that we can possibly avoid any of those security breaches. So I thought that was an interesting item on the bills list, and I'm glad we did that. Everybody who was involved in doing that for doing it. It cost a fair amount of money, but it costs even more if somebody hacks into your system and creates all kinds of problems. It was an interesting bills list. There's been a lot done, and I think the bills list, if you review it, is really an indication of how much work is being done, what kind of work is being done, and I think it's basically just like when you go to the doctor and you get your blood work done. There's all these different categories, and it tells you, you know, what your different levels are. This is the blood work of the borough. And it's indicative, I think, of a town that's doing a lot of work and that's moving ahead and doing the right kinds of things. We're spending money for it, but we're also saving money where it counts, too. So, and we're getting things done. We're moving ahead. We have four road projects that we're working on. If you look at the Roberts Engineering bills, you'll see a lot of bills, but that's indicative of a lot of work being done. And all the specs are being done for all of these things.
We're moving forward.
Yeah, so we're really moving forward with infrastructure repairs and all of that. So it's interesting when you really read through and you look at all these, the whole bill list and the details on all the bills that I think
we're looking at new farm length.
Yeah, we're doing good work, and it's interesting.
It's 4 years from now.
It's on the list, yeah.
End of report, really.
Thanks.
They did suggest, I think, they suggested both cameras in strategic places and lights.
Yeah.
Which is not a bad thing.
No. I think we could work on some lighting projects externally for the parking area. When we get that paved, I think we'll do a small lighting project there too, to make sure that we have good visibility.
You need more lights on the I'm surprised we haven't had any accidents.
Yeah.
Because when you're backing up, you can't see a thing.
Yeah.
You can't see anything at all anywhere in that lot.
Yeah.
Even walking.
We're waiting on that for the road it's for the paving that we're going to do.
Underserved.
Yeah.
Chad?
Nothing really to report, but like Steve and Joe said, you know, with Mike to the water treatment facility. It was a great tour that John gave, and just very interesting to see how the inner workings of that.
Okay. All right, end of committee reports. Mike, you want to say something?
Yeah. I looked at this notice of public hearing. I made a copy of it. The hearing is the 29th at the courthouse building, which is in Corendo. But they say if you want to look at it beforehand, you go to the town hall, which is in Clarksburg, at that office in Stagecoach Road. So I'm saying I'm going to go down and look at it. I think if anyone else wants to go, it might be more useful.
Well, then you go into the meeting with a better understanding.
See what it does.
Is that little house across from the firehouse?
It's not a little house. It used to be an old school.
That's right.
Yeah. It's got a
monument. Schoolhouse.
That's now the town hall.
Yeah.
Vietnam vet monument in front of it.
Yeah, it's a monument in front of it, yes. Right. So I just happened to do
it.
Okay.
It's before the big turn.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right.
Something else with the legislation, I think it's a short if anyone saw it. There's a new law which may conceivably be of some interest to us that... The law promote the construction of tiny houses.
I saw that.
It's not more than 400 square feet, and you can put, and they're basically on public land, and the municipality can then lease the land to people to build the houses on. They wouldn't be taxable. You still could charge water and sewer to them. So if we're looking for a way to get more water and sewer users in and get some land in, that might be something to think about. Think about places where things like that might be put. I was thinking one place might be and the water plant along the road.
We've been discussing that at planning board meetings, houses and yurks. And
would we send them tiny
grain
bills?
Grain pots.
Would we send them tiny water sewer bills?
Water sewer bills than everyone else.
I know. That's
just more customers back there.
Just like in New York, they were having like shipping containers as houses.
It's a whole new movement for tiny, simple living, especially
for the aging population. A lot of people are interested in putting these tiny houses and granny pods in their backyard and put their parents in there.
And then urban situations where there's no space to build anymore also.
Right.
Where a hilltop pool is.
Have a trailer park or a tiny house park.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not a bad idea.
Yeah. It's not a bad
idea. It's like a trailer park,
actually. Yeah.
If the borough buy some municipal property, so
the borough would buy it.
To acquire it, that would be done. Water and sewer there already.
Yeah.
Where is that?
Yep, then we've also become
you can put it in the garage
as well. So they obviously manage that.
How many acres are over there?
Four and a half, but there's very little building land there.
Right, motion to adjourn?
First motion, yes.
Again?
All in favor?
Again.
Aye.
All right, time out, 7:55.